Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan at 7:42. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are about to get to our well-deserving all-star, but I do want to open up the Didier conversation just for a second.
Okay.
Because I looked ahead, and the next time he would be up in the rotation would be against the Angels at Truist. Could that be the perfect situation to get him a little bit more acclimated?
Man, yeah, I want to say yes, but I don't know the way I feel about him right now. I don't know that any situation is good to get him acclimated. And I do think that this conversation steers back to what we were talking about, whether or not he's tipping pitches. If they can look into that and figure out a fix for it, then maybe there is, you know, the opportunity there for him to make another start. And because I think we both agree on that his stuff is great. Like, you look at the movement and, you know, and what in the velocity and everything else, his stuff is good. It just seems like he's not getting he's not missing many bats, not getting anybody off balance.
Yeah, probably some of that's location. Send him back out. What are we doing? What else do we have? Hurston Waltrip, I like, but that's about the only other guy that I can think of. I don't know the Braves. I don't study the Braves farm system. I'm not an insider. I don't cover the team on a daily basis, and I don't know their whole farm system. I don't know who you would go down and get. I know that there's got to be one person I'm missing down there that's pitching that I just can't think of. But I'm going to tell you, his stuff is good enough. I would rather send him, and half the Braves fan base would tell you that they think that the Angels are a Triple-A team anyways. Now, Mike Trout does play there, and so does Travis Little D Darno. But why not run him out there? Why not?
You brought up Giancarlo Lara, remember, a while back?
But I always thought he was a reliever.
I mean, I'm assuming he probably is because he is a flamethrower, and usually most of the time those guys are relievers. But, I mean, there's just – looking at the list right now, obviously the number one prospect in the organization is Cam Caminiti, but you're not going to do that. He's in single-A ball, and he ain't close to being ready. But Hurston Waltrip is the number two prospect in the Braves organization, and he is over in Gwinnett. So there's always the opportunity for that to happen. Drew Hackenberg is another guy who is currently in double-A, but again, you know, the Braves double-A is nearby as well. So I don't know, man. I don't know where they turn at this point. I think that's the best thing in Didier Fuentes' favor when it comes to his long-term outlook this season is that you do feel like there is a drop-off after him. But, again, we didn't talk about Didier Fuentes before 8 days ago, and there's always another arm out there if the Braves feel like making a move.
There wasn't an average fan in the Braves country that knew who Spencer Schwellenbach was before he got called up last year, okay? Because the manager didn't even know who the hell he was. So if you did – that means you truly love assets and farm systems and you study them, and that's not knocking you. But let's be real. So I just think that there's something to be said about letting guys grow up. And the back and forth bus to Gwinnett is not what they need to do with him. They don't have many other options. If they truly thought Hurston Waltrip was ready, why did, you know, then they'd have brought him up and not Fuentes. They'd have said, no, give me some more time. But they didn't. And I'm not sure what in 10 days has changed between Fuentes and Waltrip that you go, know what, you're not ready, but we think you are now.
Mm-hmm.
So you go ahead and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are they going to do? If he blows up, you're going to send him down, bring Fuentes, because you got to have a fifth starter. And there's nobody out there you're trading for right now. It's just not, we're not there yet. Unless, now, maybe you could sweet talk the Marlins into giving up nothing for Alcantara, but
I don't think that's going to happen.
Exactly. That's my point. Just trade up.
But I feel like you're kind of making my point as well when you're like, nobody knew who Spencer Schwellenbach was before he came up.
Well, you just said
that's kind of where we're at.
You just said we didn't know who Fuentes was, really. We weren't talking about him.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
But the point is that you also allowed Schwellenbach, because of the situation, to mature and grow. And the offense wasn't – the team wasn't in a great spot last year when Schwellenbach came up. The offense wasn't breaking records when Schwellenbach came up. I remember vividly he having one of his best starts. I think it was like his third start of the year. And the team was playing so poorly that Matt Olson makes a just terrible play, a decision is what it was, to throw home. And it cost him two more runs, and he was having one of his better outings. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think we know that the third time he puts it together. And it is a feebled lineup that you bring up. It's not a great lineup, but it's also not a terrible lineup. Mm-hmm. In the Angels, that I say rolling back out. I don't know why we're going to give up so quickly when there's no clear option. I think if there was somebody else there, Mike, I would say, yeah, do it. Because I don't disagree with what your sentiment you're throwing out, but just don't think this is it.
It will be interesting to see what happens. Now, I got a notification on my phone yesterday, and it was like, well, duh. But also extremely exciting to see that Ronald Acuna Jr. has committed to the Home Run Derby during All-Star Week right here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm stoked about that. And that's one of my favorite events every year, to watch the Home Run Derby. Always has been. Ever since going back to when I was a little kid, it was appointment television. Obviously, still remains that for me. And seeing Ronald Acuna Jr. be part of that, there's going to be some Braves fans that point out a downside of changing your swing and how some people have slumped in second halves because of, you know, what you're asked to do in the Home Run Derby. I don't look at Ronald Acuna as being a guy that's going to suffer from that, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm that aside, I always get nervous for my guy, but hey man, don't go hit like just five though and get eliminated in the first round. Like you got to go on a tear. Like you tell me. I'm not the only one, right? Like, y'all, when you have a guy that, like, from your team that goes at home run, you always want to be like, don't lose in the first round. Or don't get embarrassed. Like, go hit him. Because it's so different. You have to have the right guy throw into you. That's why Alonzo won so many years in a row, is he had his, I think it was like his high school coach or something throwing to him. Or maybe it was even his dad. I don't know. But I remember it was someone close to him.
Yeah.
And they knew exactly where to place the ball. They knew what he wanted. And then we never talk about the pressure on the guy throwing to you.
I know.
Because you have to put it right where you're, and that gets tough. I'm excited, though, to watch him. It gives me a real reason to watch the Home Run Derby, other than just, I hope Pete Alonso loses.
Yeah. And the fact that it's obviously in here, Atlanta, you want somebody to be able to represent this team, and you figure they're going to, you know, have somebody to be able to do that. I think it's cool. I mean, look, there's been times where I always go back to the Dan Uggla game. You remember Dan Uggla when he was with the Marlins was an all-star, and he was insanely good in the first half of the season. Plays in the all-star game. I think he commits three errors at second base, and his career was never the same. Like, it was never the same the way he panned out after the errors that he got with that one. So
yeah, I remember looking back on that Uggla thing and people being like, that was when we should have known Frank Wren was not it. Like, they fleeced us. Like, the Marlins outsmarted us. Yeah, they knew what we didn't.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, let's hit it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And just a reminder before we get to a possible fashion faux pas that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. So, obviously, I'm 38 years old. You kind of come to a crosshairs, and Dylan's kind of inching there right now. Dylan, what would you say? You're 29 years old. How much would you say you pay attention to your fashion choices? Like, you're trying to be fashionable?
Only when I am going to, like, a function or an event. Like, that's the only time I actually really care. Like, coming here, honestly, I don't care.
Well, I was going to say, it's different for us. We wake up so early, and we're able to get in here. It's like, let's just be comfortable in the morning, right? And so,
But even if, like, I'm just going to the grocery store to answer your question or something like that, I don't – I mean, obviously, I want to look somewhat presentable, but at the end of the day, I don't really care.
So we spent a little bit of time earlier this week talking about and honestly, a couple times a week. We did viral videos for Top 5 Tuesday, did the viral, fireman carry my wife attempted to do with me on, what was that, Monday?
Right.
Did not go well. Something else has happened that has brought up in my algorithm. And yesterday, I don't know if you guys have paid attention to this viral sensation thing where these females will say, he's a 10, but, mm-hmm. or they'll put, he's a 10, but. Yesterday, I was just scrolling through videos a little bit, taking a time out from the DIY project in the bathroom. And this the topic was...
Wait, hold on. You were in the bathroom taking a time out from the DIY project, or it is the bathroom? That's the DIY
No, the
project.
The bathroom okay. is the DIY. There's no, first of all, there's no toilet in that bathroom right now. I can tell you that.
It made it sound, I was like, you need to clarify.
So I'm watching these videos yesterday, and it pops up, he's a 10 butt. He's a 10 butt. And the topic for this one video was, he's a 10 butt, he wears ankle socks. I never felt so attacked.
What's wrong with ankle? I got ankle socks on right now.
100%.
I mean,
I don't have them on right now. I've never felt so attacked. And the answers from the girls in this video, 3. He's a 10, but he wears ankle socks. He's a 3. He's a 10, but he wears ankle socks. 4. I'm like, dude, what?
Damn, I didn't have that many points to lose. So.
I was like, what's going on? I don't understand, Dylan.
It's simple. It really is. Ankle socks are just not in right now.
They're out.
They're
How
out.
Long have they been out, man? How long have I been doing?
They've been
this?
Out for some years, man.
No,
they've been out for at least 3 years.
Hard disagree.
Now, okay,
hold on.
Because some people can pull them off,
but hold on, I disagree because I've got a subscription for a golf subscription, and they send me ankle socks. So I disagree that they're out.
Well, but consider the demo on that.
I was about to say.
Yeah,
you're not the demo fan.
Dylan's not subscribing to a golf sock service.
Both. You're one of the guys.
It's not for socks. It's for everything. It's for the whole outfit.
And again, the conversation circles back to, at what point in your life do you stop paying attention to fashion at all? Because I think mostly in your 20s, you're like, look, when I go out, I'd like to be fashionable. I'm at that point where I'm 38 and I'm like, dude, I'm not there anymore. And I know that, what are you, 42 now? 42? Okay, so yeah. Bo's definitely not paying attention to fashion.
So the thing is when you wear pants, it doesn't really matter as much, but you're wearing crew socks. And when now, us hip people, when we wear shorts, you still wear crew socks.
Don't call yourself now, hip. You wear some of the ugliest Nike wannabe slider croc things I've ever seen in my entire life.
You think they're ugly, but they're fashionable.
They are fashionable.
They're not fashionable.
Yes, they are.
I told Dylan this morning that's exactly what my niece wears. Yeah.
How old's your niece?
A lot of high school kids wear Crocs,
18.
Too.
Oh, so you dress like an 18-year-old.
Hey,
that
I'm hip.
You hip.
Allie, I want to bring you in on this as well. I mean, would you tell Grant, you can't wear those ankle socks?
He can wear whatever he wants. I'm more so
concerned.
You don't
ever help him along? You don't ever be like, does he ever be like, hey, what do you think of this shirt?
No, listen, Grant has great style. Have you seen his shoe collection?
What a stamp of approval.
He truly has great style, and everything he wears is for a reason, for a purpose. It's all put together perfectly.
Wow.
I'm the lesser fashionable one of the two.
What's funny is, yes, Grant overthinks everything. That's a guy, I agree.
My last point.
My words, not Allie's.
On the ankle socks. The only reason the ankle socks are out is because people who don't have the best style most of the time, they end up wearing the ankle socks and they just make the ankle socks look bad. Now, some people like Bo. Bo is one that I will use an example and actually give him credit. Bo wears ankle socks and he actually makes ankle socks still seem fashionable. But a lot of people that wear ankle socks, usually their fashion is not good.
There's nothing that he's doing this making anything. We have to go to break, but I want to end this point by saying that I think what you just said is in reverse. You're like, the ankle socks look bad because the people that wear them aren't fashionable.
Mm-mm.
Aren't they not fashionable because they're wearing ankle socks? Is that not?
I mean,
is this the chicken and the egg?
No, that's part of the reason. But also, like, if you wear ankle socks with a certain shoe, like that can make it look better.
Yeah.
So it's about how you style the ankle sock.
I feel like
as
you're
well.
Going for my New Balances right
I
now.
I think what Dylan's saying is that if everything else is bad, the ankle socks amplify it.
Exactly.
But if everything else is good, then the ankle socks aren't that bad.
Exactly.
You know what? I think we had this conversation with the wrong producer. Because I think we should have had Abe Gordon in here and asked him about style, because he is the most stylish person at this station.
It's time to go to break.
Let's keep this conversation going. Coming up next, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Weigh in on the fashion conversation. Do you wear ankle socks? And let's get your reactions to the NBA draft. Our Hawks pick, Asa Newell. How are you feeling about that? And do you think Didier will get another start? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.